distance. Some quick work with a few sheets of shielding showed that my mysterious signal was nothing more than leaking radiation from the receiver itself. After it was shielded, the ether was quiet. I enjoyed a sigh of justified satisfaction and dropped out of warp. Once I had a course plotted, the trip wasn't a long one. I took the opportunity to scrounge through the ship's equipment and put together a kit for future use. The elaborate makeup and appearance alteration machinery begged to be used, and of course I did. Rebuilding the working personality of Slippery Jim was a positive pleasure. As the nose plugs and cheek pads skipped into place and the dye seeped into my hair, I sighed and relaxed with happiness. An old war horse getting back on the job. Then I scowled, growled at myself in the mirror, and began to remove the disguise as carefully as I had assumed it. It has always been axiomatic with me that there is no relaxation in this line of business, and anything done by rote usually leads to disaster. Inskip knew my old working personality only too well, and they would surely be looking for me under that description as well as my normal one. The second time around, I took a little more care with the disguise and built up an entirely different appearance. A simple one, with facial and hair changes that would be easily maintained. The more elaborate a job of makeup is, the more time it takes to keep it accurate. Freiber was a big question mark so far, and I didn't want to be loaded with any extra responsibilities like this. I wanted to go in relaxed, sniff around, and see if I could pick up Angelina's trail. There were still 2 subjective days left in warp drive, and I put these to good use, making some simple gadgetry that might come in handy. Pinhead grenades, tie-clasp pistols, ring drills, the usual thing. I only brushed away the scraps and cleaned the shop up when the ship signaled the end of the trip. The only city on Freiber with a ground-controlled spaceport was at Freiberbad, which was situated on the shore of an immense lake, the only sizable body of fresh water on the planet. Looking at the sunlight glinting from it, I had the sudden desire for a swim. This urge must have been the genesis of my idea to drown the stolen ship. Leave it at the bottom of a deep spot in the lake, and it would always be handy if needed. I made planetfall over a jagged mountain range, and picked up not as much as a beep on the radar. Coming in over the lake after dark, I detected navigation radar from the spaceport, but my ship wouldn't get too far inshore. A rainstorm, cut through with hail, shortened visibility and removed my earlier bathing desire. There was a deep underwater channel not too far from shore, and I touched down above it while I put my kit together. It would be foolish to carry too much, but some of the core gear was too valuable to leave behind. Sealing it in a waterproof cover, I strapped it to my spacesuit and opened the airlock. Rain and darkness washed over me as I struck out for the unseen shore. I imagined, rather than heard, the gurgle behind me as the ship sank gently to the bottom. Swimming in a spacesuit is about as easy to manage as making love in free fall. I churned my way to shore in a state of near exhaustion. After crawling out of the suit, I had a great deal of pleasure watching it burn to a cinder under the heat of 3 thermite bombs. I particularly enjoyed kicking the resultant hissing slag into the lake. The rain hammered down and washed all traces of the burning away. Apparently, even the fierce light of the thermite had gone unobserved in the downpour. Huddling under a waterproof sheet, I waited damply and miserably for dawn. Sometime during the night, I dozed off without meaning to, because it was already light when I woke up. Something was very wrong, and before I could remember what had woken me, the voice called again.
"Going to Freiberbad? Of course, where else is there to go? I'm going there myself. Got a boat. Old boat, but a good boat. Beats walking."
The voice went on and on, but I wasn't listening. I was cursing myself for being caught unaware by this joker with the long-playing voice. He was riding in a small boat just offshore. The thing was low in the water with bales and bundles, and the man's head stuck above the top of everything. While his jaw kept moving, I had a chance to look at him and draw my sleep-sodden wits together. He had a wild and bristly beard that stuck out in all directions and tiny dark...